Unionized nurses at the UVM Medical Center went on strike for 2 days last week after their contract expired and no new agreement could be reached. Now that the strike is over, both sides are coming back to the bargaining table, but difficult issues remain. VPR's Ari Snyder has more on what comes next in the negotiations.
The contract negotiations have been going on since late March, and the union and the hospital have yet to come to an agreement. As the two sides prepare to resume bargaining sessions next week, the central issue remains pay increases for nurses. Before the strike, the hospital offered a 14% increase over the next 3 years. During the strike, it reduced its proposal to a 13% increase over 3 years. The nurses' union, however, is holding out for 23%. Hospital President Eileen Whalen says she thinks the union's demand is unfeasible, in part because hospital administration has to consider all its employees.
23% is unrealistic. The impact of a 23% raise for one group in the organization will have significant impact on the rest of the organization. So I think it's really important that I look at all my employees and look at what's fair for all of my employees.
Meanwhile, union president Lori Onchman says she feels that in addition to higher nurses' pay, the hospital must increase the minimum wage for all staff.
I think what's happening is that our nurses are saying we've had enough. These are the tools that we need. Whether it be wages, whether it be ancillary help, that's why we're pushing for a $15 minimum wage for ancillary help.
Pay increases are the major sticking point, but the two sides have been able to resolve several other issues during the negotiations. The hospital has agreed to pay outpatient nurses the same as inpatient nurses starting in September, rather than phasing the increase in over time. Per diem nurses who are hired on a day-to-day basis will also see their pay structure improve. Additionally, supervisory charge nurses will no longer have direct patient assignments, allowing them to concentrate more on quality and safety during their shifts. Going forward, Whalen suggested there needs to be more flexibility in the negotiations.
I think we have to be creative because at 23%, given the responsibilities the medical center has, is unrealistic.
Speaking for the nurses' union, Onchman says many options are on the table.
You know, anything's negotiable. We're currently working with our bargaining committee right now. Our goal is to have a fair and equitable contract. It's not to go out on strike again. We are committed to our hospital. We are committed to our patients. And we want this to be done as well.
Negotiations are set to resume next week. For VPR News, I'm Ari Snyder.